to Totality and Beyond. We're getting ready for the eclipse. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a longtime photographer explains his new approach to making art.
Shoot what you feel, not what you see.
But first, a total solar eclipse will stretch across the U.S. on Monday. The path of totality spans 15 states, where it will momentarily blanket their skies in darkness. Rose Conlon spoke with an astronomer about what to expect for people traveling to watch the eclipse and for those staying in Wichita.
During a total eclipse, the moon crosses in front of the sun, completely blocking its rays. It can be the middle of the day, and the sky will darken. The sun's outer atmosphere, called its corona, blazes around the moon's perimeter. The last time one happened in the continental U.S. was in 2017, and Fred Gassert went to Nebraska to see it.
When it happened, when you saw it get real dark, the birds went nuts. You could hear coyotes howling. It's just a real strange feeling to watch it get dark.
Gassert is an elevator contractor who's chairman of the board of Lake Afton Public Observatory in Goddard. He's also in charge of the Kansas Astronomical Observers Group and has been doing outreach events to educate Wichitans about the eclipse. This year, he and his family are heading south to Austin, Texas, where, weather permitting, they'll witness around 2.5 minutes of totality.
The telescopes I'm going to use, I've got an 8-inch Dobsonian. It's a reflector telescope, and it has a solar filter on it that will keep the block out like 99.9% of the light, so I can safely look at the sun.
During totality, it's safe to look at the eclipse with your naked eye. But if the sun isn't 100% covered, and you don't have a fancy telescope like Gassert, you'll need eye protection. Regular sunglasses will not cut it. You can buy inexpensive eclipse glasses, just make sure they're not counterfeit. If all else fails, says Gassert, you can use a makeshift pinhole camera to view the sun's reflection on the ground.
Take a piece of paper with a hole in it, a hard cardstock, and hold it up, and the shadow on the ground will be the image of the sun.
Gassert encourages anyone who's able to travel to the path of totality on Monday to do so. But for people staying home, there will still be something to see. Between around 12:30 and 3 p.m., the moon will inch between Wichita and the sun. At 1:48 p.m., 89% of the sun will be covered, and it'll look like a crescent.
Another way to say it is you're standing in the shadow of the moon.
That's Christopher Sorensen, a professor emeritus of physics at Kansas State University. He says the eclipse is an opportunity for people of all ages to learn more about space. In 2017, he and dozens of others loaded into buses and set off for Highland, Kansas, only for clouds to roll in 5 minutes before totality.
So I was heartbroken, as were many of us. Nevertheless, we had quite a treat because of the cloud cover. You could see the shadow of the moon slowly coming towards us, as if certain doom was about to descend on us.
This year, Sorensen is prepared to drive almost anywhere to outrun the clouds. He and other experts say no matter what your plans are, it's important to be prepared. Communities in the path of totality could see their populations double or even triple because of record interest in the astronomical event. Some have issued disaster declarations, warning that local resources will be strained and cell coverage could cut out. Lastly, Sorensen says, if you're lucky enough to witness the eclipse, try to appreciate it.
Don't get too carried away trying to take videos or, you know, fumbling around with your equipment. Enjoy the reality of the situation, and the next thing you know, the solar eclipse will be over.
For The Range, I'm Rose Conlin.
For more on this story, go to KMEW.org. For nearly three decades, Fernando Salazar shot photos for the Wichita Eagle that captured the day's news. 5 years after leaving the paper, Salazar has a new focus, using his camera to express himself. Torn Anderson has more for this month's artworks.
I wasn't working anymore. It was, you know, just take the camera. It makes me look harder, makes me pay attention, be here now. A lot of times I'd be driving. It's like, oh, I think I saw, I think there was something there. And I'll drive around the block, get out of the car, look around, check the angles. But usually it's just quick inspiration when it hits me. It's like I just see something, and you always have your phone with you. So that now there's no excuse, you know.
Salazar now enjoys being more present with his camera. Photographing for the paper was his job for 25 years at the Wichita Eagle.
I used to see the stuff before when I worked for the paper, but I didn't stop because it wasn't like it could have been used at the paper. You know, we always had to have a person in the picture doing something. Now it could just be a landscape. Now it could just be a beautiful sunset.
While working at the paper, Salazar didn't have to look far for work inspiration.
As far as photojournalism goes, I don't think anybody beats Wichita's Eugene Smith. And I find it weird that I ended up here, not living too far from where his house is here on North River Boulevard.
Now Salazar is broadening his inspirational outlook.
Maybe I'm just watching a lot of other photographers' work these days, which I didn't do a lot when I worked at the paper. Seemed like I didn't have the time for it, but now I have the time for it.
Photography is often seen as a moment and not a mood. Salazar feels differently now.
Shoot what you feel, not what you see, exactly. I started liking abstract photography. Like, I just shot that, like, coming out of my driveway.
Salazar shows me an image on his camera. A jumbled mess of dingy and glistening brown flash across the screen. On closer inspection, a pile of wet and rotting leaves are revealed.
They're just the patterns of the leaves. You know, I think it could be cool, right?
Salazar feels a lot of his images are realized through editing after the camera captures the raw image.
You go back to it a couple of days later or a month later, you'll probably edit that picture completely different.
Salazar defends his editing technique by expressing that world-famous landscape photographer Ansel Adams already has an image in mind before snapping his shutter.
So he sees the image already done before he even takes the picture, so he knows what he wants to get out of it.
And, like Adams, Salazar keeps returning to his preferred natural location.
That one river that I love, I love going to that Nymph Street Bridge over there, and the sunsets I capture from that, you know, with the little island there. And the sunsets I've captured from that little bridge have just been amazing. It's like kind of one of my favorite spots around here.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Torin Anderson explores the local art scene every first Friday in Artworks. You can find past episodes at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Like a lot of men of his generation, Charlie Bone interrupted his life to serve his country during World War II, and then he never talked about it. Charlie's my father-in-law. After the war, he was more interested in farming and raising 8 kids than discussing his 2 years in the Army. He was among the troops gathering on the Pacific for the invasion of Japan, which, fortunately, never happened. I wanted Charlie's grandchildren and great-grandchildren to have tangible evidence of his service. So that's why some of his family met with Congressman Ron Estes earlier this week. His staff replaced the 4 medals from Charlie's military career, which were lost to time. Charlie died in 2018, but it's never too late to thank him for his service. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Galay, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.